The Spanish Governor's Palace in downtown San Antonio is a rare example of an aristocratic 18th century Spanish residence in Texas. It's a low, whitewashed building tucked behind City Hall. A keystone above the entrance bears the building's completion date, 1749, and the coat of arms of the Habsburgs, who ruled Spain. Originally, the building served the local military commandant. Later, it became the residence and seat of government for the 18th century governors of Spanish Texas. The palace was primitive by European standards, but grand for the Texas frontier. It embodies the simple grace of Spanish colonial architecture, adapted to South Texas weather. For instance, walls, 3 feet thick, are constructed of adobe and rocks covered with lime plaster. They keep out heat and dust. Hand-hewn wooden beams support a flat, timbered roof. Recessed windows with wrought iron grills and recessed carved walnut doors provide protection from sun and rain. Inside, tile and flagstone floors help keep the house cool. Interior doorways line up for cross ventilation. The 10-room palace is furnished with period pieces, including fringed leather chairs and a fine rosewood bed. Coal-burning brass braziers and tall open hearths heated the residence. A chapel served religious needs. A ballroom was used for social events. The house includes an arcaded terrace, a walled patio with landscaping, a fountain, and a grape arbor. By the time Mexico won independence from Spain in 1821, the residence had passed into private hands. Later, it became a restaurant, a school, and a saloon. The building was altered. It then declined. In the 1930s, the city hired architect Harvey P. Smith to restore the Spanish Governor's Palace and San Antonio's 18th century missions. Now it's a National Historic Landmark and a house museum that interprets the Spanish colonial era.